Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise, Game Weeks 14 and 15 review. Good evening, Steve Baker.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Mitch.
Good evening, how are you?
Very well, thanks. It seems like fucking ages, doesn't it?
It does. Forever.
Where does the time go?
It's not actually that long.
Not all we've had is two extra days and it seems like a lifetime.
It does.
So we are going to review Game Weeks 14 and 15 chronologically.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll have a quick look ahead to the weekend coming, which is 16, and we'll be back on track.
Well, that's all clear. I can remember that easily.
Perfect. And Steve, are you happy to be non-hosting?
Delighted to be non-hosting. I didn't even think I would be hosting.
I think the short survey that I did on Twitter showed that people do prefer John, I'm afraid, Steve. So
what was the score?
I'm not exactly sure of the result. I'd have to go back and have a look, but it has now closed.
From memory, I think my returns were in the high 70 percentile.
From memory.
70th percentile. I screen grabbed it and framed it in my house. Yeah, of course.
You've got it in front of you on the fucking wall, haven't you? I think after I listened back, I concluded that you're definitely a better host anyway.
You're the professional analyst, and obviously undisputed star of the show, so that's fine.
Very, very kind of you to say so, John.
Well, should we just get right down to reviewing Game Week 14?
Oh, that was a monumental fuck-up, wasn't it? Who suffered from substitution nonsense midweek?
I couldn't believe it when all those big names, obviously that's the headline, isn't it? All those big names were on the bench or not playing. Sané not even on the bench. Hazard didn't start. Salah didn't start.
I used a chip that week. I used my free hit. I thought I'm going to pack this
Did
team
you?
With all the big names. Hazard, Salah, De Bruyne. Put them all in there. All subs. All fucking subs.
Do you know what?
Played my free hit, thought, this is a 60, 70-point week. What did I end up with? 40. 40 points.
And a free hit gone. Shit.
I am looking at your metaphorical graph of progress in your career of fantasy football since you've been working closely with us.
That's a backward step, isn't it?
That is a backward step, I'm afraid.
You've found one of your own notorious banana skins, Mitch, I think.
Yep, sure did.
40 points.
What made you do that? What was the motivation for doing it on that game week?
I thought there were some really obvious fixtures. Now, I'm plumbing the depths of my memory here, but I seem to remember that on game week 14, Chelsea had an easy tie.
Swansea at home, correct?
We defended really well, by the way.
Swansea did defend fairly well.
I mean, to be honest, away from home, we have had plenty of solid defensive performances, but we keep losing 1-0.
Nine saves for Fabianski, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But we have a habit, unfortunately, of losing 1-0 rather than drawing 0-0 or smashing and grabbing a winner. But yeah, no, it's definitely improving, I would say. But it does help when they leave out all their good players.
It doesn't help if you fucking captained Hazard. and he comes on for, what was it, the last 10, 20 minutes? Just 9 minutes, I just checked. Single point.
I tell you what, there was Salah produced the feat of the fantasy season so far,
didn't he?
Yeah, how many minutes on the pitch? 19, 20?
23.
23 minutes, two Brace. Goals, all three bonus points.
No, two bonus points.
Did he only get two?
Just the two, but still pretty good going. Yeah, you got me 13 points.
Yeah, so on that game week, I did my free hit because I thought Chelsea absolutely nailed on for a big result, 1-0. Arsenal nailed on for a big result, and in fairness, they did, 5-0. But the people that I wanted to score. So I think I had Sanchez, and I think Sanchez got a penalty, didn't he? Just one goal. And then I thought Man City were nailed on for a big result, and they won 2-1 against Southampton. So I tried to get as many of those players in my side as I could, and they were on the bench.
So who did you choose?
Yeah. So my free hit side was Begovic in goal.
Shit.
At the back, Mustafi, Otamendi.
Shit.
Daniels.
Shit.
And Zegalar.
Shit.
In the midfield, Hazard, Sanchez, Loftus-Cheek.
Shit.
Salah. And then up front, Morata and Callum Wilson.
Okay.
It's good on paper. I think we can conclude that you got a bit unlucky with a lot of the rotation that night. But
I did.
Still, I would...
Hilariously.
It is hilarious. But I would still say that you've got to save your chips for double game week. Simple as that.
Yeah, I think so.
I can reveal, Wayne.
Yes.
That there is a bona fide double game week.
When and why?
Around the corner.
Oh, really?
Did you know about this, Jess?
Where?
Oh, you see, you come to me for the scoop, lads. Game week 21, Spurs and West Ham will both have a blank. And game week 22, they will both have two games.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Spurs are away at Swansea first, and then they're at home to West Ham. And West Ham have West Brom at home, and then they're away at Spurs on the Thursday of that week. So you need to work out what your strategy is going to be, but obviously it's slightly annoying that they have the game week where neither of them play and then the week where they both play twice, back to back. Usually you've got a bit of room.
Yeah, it's not as optimal, is it?
It's not optimal, yeah. But anyway, it'll be interesting because I'm sure there'll be some people lumping on.
Everyone's going triple captain Kane.
Yeah, they're fairly tidy fixtures, aren't they, for that sort of approach. So I heard an amazing stat regarding Eriksen while we were talking about Spurs.
He's now shit.
He assisted at the weekend just gone. I'm jumping ahead to 15, sorry. But while I'm thinking about it, that was his first assist since the opening week of the season.
No.
I was staggered.
He's probably still owned by like 7%.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll check that out as the show goes on.
So let's quickly review how the rest of us fared. So you got 40 points, Mitch. Baker, how did you get on in game week 14?
Just the 38, I'm afraid. I suffered from rotation.
But all your chips intact. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. And I actually did okay. I got 53 in the end.
That's pretty good. Thanks. The average was probably mid-40s.
Yeah, so 53 was okay.
Yep.
Took me back above you, I think, at the time in the league, which was nice. And of course, improves our head-to-head score, which I must admit I've lost track of.
So at the end of game week 14, it was 6-4-4 to you, John.
Okay.
Very good.
Cool. So, yeah, I was obviously mightily pleased when Salah came on and did what he did. Especially that second goal. Mané did so well, running down the right. Pulled it back and he just smashed it on the volley. What? This man can do no wrong. It's just incredible. Belter after belter.
It was lovely stuff. And didn't Game Week 14 conclude our November doings in the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League?
It did indeed. So, yes, I did okay. But there's someone who did a lot better over the course of that month. Shall we get him on?
Yes.
Yes, please.
How exciting.
Good evening, Roger Valhammer.
Good evening. England, I guess.
Yeah.
We are. Well, two England, one Scotland.
Okay, sorry. Britain.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, listen, whereabouts in Norway are you, Rog?
I live in Bergen on the west coast.
Very nice. That's actually quite close to Scotland.
It is.
Closer than I am in Bournemouth.
Probably, yeah.
Should we just quickly review your performance in game week 14 and then look at the month as a whole?
Well, game week 14 was obviously not my best game week in November. I was actually below average, so I wasn't really happy about the game week 14, but it was all right. As usual, I missed on the captain pick, so I got beautiful 2 points on Morata as captain.
Did he get booked or did he only play 5 minutes or something stupid like that?
Booked.
Yeah. So, and that has actually been the case for me all of November except for one game week. Even though I did quite well, I failed when I picked captain.
Amazing.
But I had Salah, who gave me 13 points.
He saved the day.
Yeah, we just talked about Salah's performance being probably the fantasy performance of the season.
Yeah.
In those 23 minutes.
And I guess I'm not the only one thinking, why didn't I captain him all of November?
Yeah, for me, it was a complete toss of a coin between him and Hazard.
Yeah.
And I went for the wrong one, obviously.
Yeah, and I went for Morata.
Here's an interesting stat. Sorry, Rog.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting stat, right? I've had Salah and Hazard in my team for the whole of November, and I didn't captain either of them once. What a fucking twat.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Obviously, there are, yeah, more than one twat here. So, yeah. I feel your pain.
I like the word twat said in a Norwegian accent.
Can we get the Norwegian for twat?
That's excellent.
Yeah, can we get the Norwegian for twat, please?
That's actually a good question.
Thank you.
Do you know, Roger, what twat actually means in English? Other than someone who's foolish, like Steve.
I guess it has something about female or women's something down there. Yeah, is that correct?
Yes, something down there.
We would probably say fitta. It sounds even worse in Norwegian, actually.
Fitta.
Yeah.
Fitta.
I think that's the same in Swedish as well, isn't it?
Yes, probably. And when you play football, you might say that when you don't score or whatever. But it's not a good thing to say.
Is that as bad as the C-bomb, which Steve and Wayne sometimes blurt out on our show?
Well, I've written on the front of my car.
Is it as bad as that?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right, so your team, in case you haven't seen it, you've scored 262 points across just 4 game weeks.
Only 4, yeah.
For November. Yeah, so you've got 64, 81, 73, and 44.
Yeah, and as you can see, only when I got 73 in game week 13, I captained Kane, who then actually scored. Yeah. When I looked at it, it's defense and midfield, I guess, and every now and then my strikers. I have this heavy hitter strategy still, even though I guess most people now put their money in the midfield.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Load up on the midfielders who seem to be banging form at the moment.
Yeah. But at the same time, and my strategy was to go for the cheaper mid-range midfielders who did quite well, like Richarlison, Choupo-Moting. I got Gross as well towards the end of November. Yeah. And I figured you need one or two heavy hitters and then have the best of the mid-range and you will do fine. And that's been my strategy. So,
Rog, I know you've got Gross there, you mentioned. Have you been following my Gross versus De Bruyne competition this season?
Well, I have.
Do you think I'm a fitba for thinking that Gross will outscore De Bruyne this season?
I won't give you the credit for me, transferring him in. And after I got him, he's been a complete disaster. But
he has, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you will lose that one. I think De Bruyne will outscore.
I think I might.
Yeah.
But that said, you will get a lot of value for Gross. He gets 3 bonus points when they score 0 goals against Manchester United. That's that's amazing. And then so I think he will be up there, actually.
14 bonus points he's scored so far for this season.
Yeah.
He's only 13 points behind De Bruyne at the moment.
91 v 78 I had.
And that's also one of the things in my team. Yeah. I haven't had City coverage in my midfield. That was kind of a crazy strategy, I guess. But it worked in November at least.
Are you a bit bored with the whole rotation at City?
Yes.
Are you going to stick to that strategy, Rog?
I'm even more bored now than I was before. And I've had Aguero for several matches and he's been playing more than I expected, but he blanks. so now I'm considering actually getting Lukaku back after the next game week, even though he's not.
Do you think he's a better bet?
That's the thing. He's not doing anything either, right?
No, I think there's a predisposition from people. They feel like they have to have that heavy hitter, that premium striker. But if you've got someone, I don't know, Callum Wilson, Glenn Murray, who, you know, whoever it might be, Firmino, whatever, Vardy.
Yeah.
If they're scoring more for it, just why not go for them and put the money elsewhere? That's 3-4 million you could be spending elsewhere. It doesn't have to be. If Lukaku was in form, I'd understand it.
Yeah. But no, you're right. And it's kind of I had this strategy and it's hard to accept that you're wrong. And also, I think maybe it will turn around. I'm waiting for the template top three. But it might be Vardy or Firmino.
I actually think Firmino's coming back into people's reckoning, you know, because they've got some really good fixtures coming up.
I would go for it, but right now I don't know who to choose. Like, that's my problem.
No.
So I'm considering downgrading Aguero to get Hazard, and it will be a lot of Chelsea. But
yeah. Have you seen their fixtures, though?
Yes, which also looks very good.
Chelsea's fixtures, ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how big is the Premier League in Norway? Is it massive over there? Is it the main thing, the main attraction?
Yeah, it's massive. And Liverpool and United are the two main teams.
Cool.
I think there's a lot of Norwegians on every Premier League match in England going over for a weekend.
Yeah, cool. Did you mention to me earlier on, Roger, when we spoke briefly, that you had a little bit of life-changing news recently?
Yeah, that's correct. So I don't sleep much anymore because I became a father in August.
Congratulations,
Roger.
Wonderful news. A ripple of applause. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very soon you'll be able to give your infant child her beverages out of a Fantasy Football Noise mug. Oh, it's on its way to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it. And I guess I'm sure she is as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations again. And maybe we'll speak to you again before the season's out.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers, Rog.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it, talking to Rog?
It was super. He was all right. Yeah,
he's all right. Great. Great nice stuff. I should have asked him what his nickname was. He must have a great nickname, Valhammer.
I think it's quite a popular surname in Norway.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's as amusing as we think.
I'm not amused by it. I just think it's awesome. He's got the word hammer in his fucking surname. It's brilliant.
I did try and do an anagram of his name at work when I had 10 minutes in a meeting and I was bored. And I got as far as Vag. I was going to...
Which former Premier League footballer has an anagram of his name, which is Vagina Dildo?
Vagina Dildo.
His first name begins with a D.
David Silva?
Getting close.
David Ginola.
Yes, correct.
David Ginola.
Vagina Dildo.
How appropriate as well. French Lothario.
Right, we've reached about half time, haven't we?
Yes, I think so.
It's time for a quick pause, but I've got a Norwegian related football question for you chaps.
You've done your research this week, I like it.
I've done the research. So chaps, get your thinking caps on. I want to know from you, who are the top six most capped Norwegian footballers that have three names as part of their name?
Fucking hell.
Okay, all right, so that's the halftime teaser. We'll ponder it and we'll come back for the answers later, shall we?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, guys, well, we'll get to the answers to Wayne's question in a minute, but let's quickly review game week 15, shall we?
Yes, let's.
Was not quite so good for me. A mere 38 points and 3.8 millionth game week rank for me. Bit of bench agony as well. I have Maguire and Murray on the bench, 14 points sitting there, whilst my entire defence scored a total of three.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, so I had Mustafi, who has been brilliant since I brought him in.
Yeah, he has.
In my draft side as well, but yeah, injured. And he made a mistake as well for the goal, the first
goal.
Rubbish
mistake as well.
Mm, not a good week for me. How did you two get on?
Who did you captain, mate? Who did you captain?
I went for Salah.
Nice. That's okay.
So the week before, I went for Hazard, and Salah, as we've just discussed, came on and scored 13 points in 20 minutes. This week, I went for Salah. Because they were at home, no, they were away at Brighton, weren't they? And he netted 5 points whilst Hazard scored 15. So if it had been the other way around, I'd probably be about 30 points ahead of where I am now.
I tell you what, Hazard's on fire at the minute, isn't he?
Oh my God.
What
he is.
A player.
He's unplayable at the moment, isn't he?
And you were saying earlier that Chelsea have got a great run of fixtures. It's got to be Hazard time for everyone, hasn't it?
They really have. I'm just quickly looking at them now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 FDR2s in the next 12 game weeks.
Lovely stuff.
Wow.
It's a sea of green for Chelsea, and they're...
Pack the team full of Chelsea.
And they're banging form.
Did you have Hazard as captain in game week 15, Baco?
No, did I fuck? So I went for Kane again as captain. Even though I've got both Salah and Hazard in my side and have done all of November. So delighted for Hazard, but yeah, I can't get captains right. Me and Big Rog have got something in common, even though he's much better than me.
Something at least.
Football. Yeah.
Mm. I have to say I'm at the end of my tether with Harry Kane.
Yeah, it's looking a bit dodgy for him now, isn't it?
I know yeah, he scored the previous two game weeks, didn't he? But Maybe I'm too greedy, but...
So where did that leave you on the game week, Baco?
61 for me, mate. Delighted.
Oh, well done. A magic 60.
A meagre 43 for
43.
Me.
43. What was the story behind your point, Steve?
I got very lucky at the Etihad with both Otamendi and David Silva scoring. I must admit, yes. I didn't see David Silva scoring, but what a lovely finish. What a lovely ball from De Bruyne as well.
Oh, it was wonderful, wasn't it? Straight over the top.
Yeah, and
I remember your smug text now.
And Valencia scoring for United. Didn't see that coming at all.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He took that very well too, I thought.
So absolutely delighted. And I used the game week to bring in your man Christensen.
Ah, yes.
Chelsea. He did. Obviously, they didn't keep a clean sheet. He did hit the post.
Yeah, he's looking decent. And he's quite a cheap way into that defence, really, isn't he, actually? He's a lot, what is he, 1.5 cheaper than...
Yeah.
Alonso and the incredibly rested Aspilicueta. I think that was the first one. I think I heard that was the first week he'd been rested for about 80 games in a row or something.
Yeah, there was some stat that I'm going to have to look up about him. He was last season, he was the player that played the most minutes in the season.
I think he played every single minute,
and then the beginning of this season. Yeah, every
something
minute.
Something like that, yeah.
Something crazy, yeah.
So where does that leave the head-to-head then, guys?
6-5-4, mate.
6-5-4.
And I'm back above you, just
well done,
for the record.
Baco.
Thank you. Just for the record, I'm back above you in the table.
Well done. Excellent.
So 7-5-9 plays 7-4-1, and of course Mitch is on 6-50.
Should we quickly have the answer to your question, Wayne?
Yeah, if you're ready, if you've got the answers. And I hope everyone that's listening has had enough time to think. Yeah, I've got the six. So to remind everyone, who are the top six most capped Norwegian players that have three parts to their name? Want to fire away, John? What's your first guess?
I can think of a couple that I'm fairly confident about. John Arnarisa for Liverpool.
I knew you'd go for that one.
That's the easy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
John, you're absolutely correct. He is the most capped player for Norway. 110 caps. Well done. Baco, want to go?
I'm going to go for Josh King. No, I'm joking. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer would be
very good.
Definite one.
Yeah, I had him too.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, correct. He is, of the six, he is the least capped. 67 international caps for Norway.
Okay.
Yes. John, next one.
Torre André Flo.
Nice one.
Torre André Flo, correct. Well done. He has 76 caps. Do you want to know who he played for in England? Can you name them all?
Chelsea.
Yep.
Birmingham?
No.
I'm thinking of Mikhail Forsell, I think.
I'll tell you.
He was up...
Sunderland, he played for.
North East, yeah.
Rangers.
Played for Rangers, played for Leeds, and also the last team he played for was MK Dons, apparently. So there's three. Baco?
I'm going to go for... So our good mutual friend, Mr. Simon Clapperton, will know why I'm going for Stig Inge Bjørneby.
Him on my scribblings.
He was a legend
well,
of the 90s.
Scribblings. He played for Liverpool also.
He did. But
and
I think
Blackburn.
He won. Yeah, I think he won the Premier League with Blackburn, didn't he?
So that leaves me with two left. John, have you got another guess?
Alfie Inge Hageland. There's an Alfie Inge, isn't
he's
there?
Not, he's not in my list, I'm afraid.
I'm fucking struggling here, Mitch.
It's two left.
The only other name I've got scribbled down, I haven't got, I don't know if he's a double-barreled first name, but I've got Fjortoft written down.
Oh, John.
It's a surname I remember, that, but I don't know.
That's one of them. He was the trickiest one because he played for Swindon, Middlesbrough, Sheffield United and Barnsley.
Jan Aga was his name.
Jan Aga Fjortoft.
Do I get half a point for the surname?
Oh, no, you can have that. That's fine. You can have that.
Great.
The last one is the most difficult. I think everyone will have heard of him, but it's the one that is least well known.
Give us a clue. Give us a clue, because I actually can't guess.
He played for Blackburn.
Oh, Morten Gams Pedersen.
Oh,
correct. Well done.
He's got it. Yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
His brother.
Forced. Hey, he was great. I had him in my fantasy team many a year.
There you go. That's a six. Bravo.
Did he win the Premier League with Blackburn? I think he did, didn't he? Or was
I don't know. I think he might have been a bit after that, you know.
Yeah, okay.
He wasn't around with your Shearers and your Suttons, was he?
Well done, chaps. I thought there were a couple of banana skins in there, but you eked out a result with a couple of clues. Well done. Bravo.
Cool. So let's look ahead then. Game week 16 is upon us. What fixtures do we have?
It's Derby Day on Sunday, isn't it? Manchester Derby and Liverpool Derby.
Yeah, all of a sudden that Manchester Derby is...
Tasty, isn't it?
Yeah, very tasty, but it's got a slightly different complexity. Now Pogba's suspended, isn't he? So he's out for three.
Yeah.
I think that's a big miss for him. I've brought in Lingard into my draft side.
Nice.
So I've got mixed emotions now. I guess he's more likely to get game time, but I think everyone benefits from Pogba being in that side.
Yeah, you've said it before, and I tend to agree with you.
You can also look at it that so United are at home. They're also coming into this game off the back of probably a better result last game week. So, you know, it feels to me like one of those games that I wouldn't want to call it at all. I know you moan at me every time, but it could go anywhere. There's no obvious
professional
winner.
Professional sport.
Do you think Everton have got any hope at Anfield? I know you probably don't
Derby,
want to jinx
mate.
It.
Anything could happen. Big Sam's definitely tightened them up at the back, hasn't he? Two clean sheets in a row.
Hasn't he just? And Gilfie's playing well as well. He's starting to fire at Gilfie.
Yeah.
I was thinking about bringing him in, actually, but I think I'm going to wait till after the Liverpool Derby.
In fairness, Sam wasn't technically in charge when they won their first game, was he? With a clean sheet.
That is true. That is true.
That was a send-off for Dave Unsworth, that was.
Was it?
Poor Dave Unsworth.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish the Merseyside derby had come a few weeks ago, that's for sure. But I would like to think we would edge it.
I think Chelsea are going to score an absolute hatful at the London Stadium, for sure.
Not seeing any great improvement under Moyes so far from West Ham, are you?
Nope.
Fuck all.
Palace-Bournemouth? Do you fancy Bournemouth at Palace?
I call that 0-0.
Yeah.
Because my boy Mamadou Sakho is still delivering the goods. Have you seen his numbers, by the way?
No.
Since I heralded him, bring it up for you. I'm on the verge of bringing him in. If you go to the transfers page and look at defenders, and then you sort by form, you will find him joint top.
Really?
You will. With a form value of 7. So he's averaging 7 points over the last 30 days. His last three game weeks, 11, 9 and 8.
Wow.
For a £4.9 million defender, that is not bad.
That is good value, isn't it?
And just very quickly, they've got 3 FDR2s out of the next 4. So he could be a good option to go for. I'm waiting basically to hear on the injury news from Mustafi if it's going to be more than a week or two. That's what I'll be doing.
I've literally written down Sakho as we've been speaking.
I would.
Can you check where Gilfie is on the form table if you scroll down to the midfielders?
Is your computer broken? Or just your index finger. I've done it for you. Gilfie is 5th on the form table for midfielders.
See.
His last 4 game weeks, 8, 7, 5, 9.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Assist, goal, assist, goal.
Should we just mention for this game the top transfers in and out as well? So the fickle players of FPL once again. So looking at the top transfers in, Hazard for obvious reasons, 127,000. Morata second. Then Coutinho, what do you think about that, Jay, as a Liverpool supporter?
I think it's a really good shout. He scored 18 points in this game week, and he was rested the week before, so you'd like to think that he is in line for a good run. And the way our forward line is going, I don't think you can go wrong with him or Salah or even Firmino at the moment. I think they're all
He's next. 90,000 people have brought in Firmino.
Yeah, I think Liverpool have averaged 3 goals in the last 6 games. They scored something like 18 or 19 goals, so there's going to be points all around there, I would have thought.
Yeah, and on the transfers out, some of the frustrations that we've been hearing from the likes of Roger and others are...
It's got to be Roger Lukaku.
Yeah, Lukaku... Well, Pogba, for obvious reasons, out. 180,000 transfers out. Lukaku, 109,000 transfers out. And then you've got Sane, Kane and Aguero. So
Kane creeping on to the...
People frustrated, I guess, with the rotation at Man City, and also Kane just not really firing on all cylinders for the last few game weeks.
Not considering his price tag, when you consider that the midfielders... You know, the premium midfielders are just doing so well.
Going back to exactly what you've said in the past, Jay.
I think it must be. It's basically our army of listeners following my lead, aren't they? That's what's happening.
That's pretty much what's definitely happening here in the game.
No, but you're absolutely right, John. In game weeks past, you've said that for whatever you spend, you want a decent return against that expenditure. And those big name strikers are just not delivering the returns you'd expect for that amount of spend.
Correct. Yeah.
While we're here, Adam Smith, dive or not?
That was an interesting one, wasn't it?
Because
I have to say, I think he was certainly looking for it.
I think he was too. I think he's a massive cheat.
Yeah, the defender's leg definitely comes across, but he sort of planted both feet and seemed to leap to me.
Yeah.
So
I've seen it four or five times, and I've listened to Eddie Howe, who I respect, and I've also listened to Adam Smith lying that the referee apologised to him, which he clearly fucking didn't do.
I was going to mention that next. Do you reckon that really happened?
No, it's a lie. Massive lie. It's a marginal call at best. But
you know for a fact that that's a lie.
I know for a fact that's a lie. But no, for me, I've looked at it 4 or 5 times, and for someone like Eddie Howe to say it's a Stonewall penalty, it's just wrong. It's not a penalty.
There were a number of Stonewall penalties that weren't given at the weekend.
I know, it was a big weekend.
That's not one of them.
Nope.
I thought Watford were so unlucky. They had a definite Stonewall penalty. That would have been Richarlison assist, if not goal.
Yeah. Spurs are not at the races at the minute, are they?
They're not. They're definitely on a bit of a skid. I saw they've scored 4 goals and 5 points in their 5 games since the beginning of November.
I wish we had.
Would that represent a great return for you?
That'd be brilliant. We'd be out of the bottom 3.
How many points have you got in the last 5 games?
I think we have 1 point in our last 5 games.
Wow. Ouchie. Where do you think Paul Clement stands, mate?
I think they've done well to stick with him. I don't think anyone else would come in and necessarily do a better job. If you think about where we were this time last year, the laughing stock of the Premier League under Bob Bradley, and Clement pretty much came in December and got us out of exactly the same situation. So there's nothing to say he's not going to do exactly the same again. I think we stick with him. I think we do a couple of bits of shrewd business in January and we'll be fine. But to be honest with you, it's the owners who've just raped the team, basically.
Mm. Nice to see Wolf score.
Yeah, no, it was a great finish as well. He's been knocking on the door the last couple of game weeks. I think he's starting to look like he might come into the territory of reasonably priced striker, I think.
How's your man Renato Sanchez settling into the side, mate? How's your...
Absolute shit.
How's your forecast earlier in the season of signing of the season?
A slightly portly Portuguese midfielder.
He is absolutely shit.
Oh, I really want to revisit the tape. We're raving about him.
He's not fit.
What a coup that is. How has nobody else picked him up, etc.?
He's not fit. He's slow. And you know, he doesn't bring anything. Sam Clucas is better than him.
Whoever it was that signed him just looked and thought, oh, Bayern Munich, that's pretty good. Let's have him. Not real. They've never watched him, had they?
Correct.
No.
I don't think so. Total of 15 points for the season.
Tasty.
He's been lucky to get those.
Any wages, Wayne? Banana skins?
I think there are quite a few evenly matched fixtures this week. I'm expecting big, big goals from Arsenal against Southampton. I think, well, Swansea West Brom could go anywhere. Baco, do you fancy Swansea for that?
I'd take it. Yeah, I fancy it.
I wasn't offering it. I was just saying, do you fancy them?
I'll tell you what, Baco.
Yeah.
I'll take West Brom.
All right. Yeah. Let's see if we can get you yeah. your tenner back, shall we?
Exactly. Let's do that. It's not an obvious one, but I'm going to say there might be a bit of a Pardew effect. He usually starts well and then peters off very quickly before he does a ludicrous dance and embarrasses himself. So yeah, I'll put my balls on the line.
It's in the book. Well done.
Great.
Good for putting your balls on the line.
Thanks.
Lovely stuff.
I feel like we need a story, chaps, to round things off.
I think that would be wonderful. I genuinely have got nothing to offer.
Nobody? Hey, I haven't really got a news story, but I did. I'd forgotten this. I was at an awards do this week.
Were you winning an award?
I wasn't. I was filming at an awards do, and I happened to interview a couple of Dutch ladies.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did.
Were you pissed?
No, I was working. And
which one did you say to them?
I nearly sent you to a sort of boastful, I'm about to do Mitch's dirty work or whatever. I'm quite glad I didn't because it backfired a bit. When I finished interviewing them for the official stuff I had to do, I said, I've got to go, but I'll catch up with you a bit later because I want to run some Dutch past you. And they're like, oh, okay, great, yeah, fine. They seemed like they're up really, you know, they were good fun. They're probably slightly older than me. I'd say they're probably mid-40s, mid to late 40s. They seem like they're up for a laugh. Every Dutch person I've ever met has always been really, like, funny and lighthearted. Anyway, when I bumped into them later on, I was like, oh, how about I run that Dutch phrases past you? They're like, yeah, okay, sure. And they weren't pissed. I think they actually had their coats on. They were on their way anyway, and I sort of stopped them. I obviously didn't go for the why aren't your tits bigger one. That would have surely resulted in a slap in the face. But
which is what? Remind me again, John.
Come on, we've done it too many times on the show. Nobody wants to hear that again.
I do.
So waarom heb jij die kleine grotere tieten? But anyway, I didn't say that one. I went for the Nuka in the Kuka one. And they... to say they weren't amused would be an understatement.
What did they say anything, or did they just walk off?
One of them walked off. She was like, oh, God, you shouldn't... You know, she was just like, pathetic child.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, I thought you'd find it funny. But it turns out one of the other ones stuck around to explain to me why it isn't funny. And she sort of said, I think the phrase must have originated from like an old TV show or something. Probably 20 years ago, actually, because that's when I heard it. And it's like so old hat now. I guess it's really like done the rounds in Holland, certainly, because they were just...
So it's a really famous gag in the Netherlands. It.
I think so, yeah. I then got a grammatical lecture from her as to why it didn't even make sense on a language front.
Lovely stuff.
She's like, yeah. And she finished by saying, and I was just obviously wanted to go at this point. And she said, yeah, you're not making any friends with that one, so don't use it. Okay, I got the message.
Hey, well, John, I feel like I've got off the hook there. I'm really glad I didn't say that to anyone when I was in Holland, much to your chagrin. But yeah, I'm really glad.
No, but I still maintain that if you found a young Dutch guy, you could have some fun with him. I was very misjudged in my choice of who to go for.
Just wish I'd been there to see it, John. Even you telling me it is making me want to crawl inside myself. It's cringy.
It was quite cringy, yeah. There you go. You win some, you lose some.
Indeed.
Great. Well, another enjoyable show, gents. Until next time, the very best of luck.
Cheers, John.
Au revoir.
Cheers, everyone.
Cue the music.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.